Amen. Thank you, Brother Bobby. It's good. I'm glad for the love of God. Took our place, didn't it? Sure did. Got your Bibles this morning. Again, we're thankful that you're here. I hope and pray the blessing of the Lord rests upon you. I heard a brother one time, a long time ago, preach, and he's backed up. He said, I'm going to back it into my text this morning. So I'm going to back up into my text this morning. Begin reading in the book of Revelation, first of all. Then also in Romans. First of all, Revelation 19, Romans 10, then Matthew 22. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Matthew, the 19th chapter, begin to read verse number 7, 8, and 9. Revelation 19, begin reading to verse number 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clothed in white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. He said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Romans 10, back up in your Bible to Romans the 10th chapter. Read the first four verses. Romans 10, verse number 1 through verse number 4. Romans the 10th chapter, verse 1 through 4 says, Brethren, much desire and pray to God for Israel that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Verse 5 said, For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth these shall live of him. But the righteousness which of the faith speaketh on this wise, Say not in thine heart, Who shall ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. So we know the word's already nigh unto us. But Paul said in that, he said, Ignorant of God's righteousness, verse number 3, going about to establish their own, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Now turn to the book of Matthew, chapter number 22. Folks, on the righteousness, it's any only one to ever get us anywhere is his. Amen? That's so true. Matthew chapter number 22. I begin reading with verse number 1. Matthew 22:1 said, And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king which made a marriage for his son, sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth another servant, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fattens are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it, went their ways, one to the farm, another to his merchandise. And Raymond took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. When the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murders, and burned up their city. And said he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which are bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find bid to the marriage. So those servants went out to the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in, to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. He said unto him, friend, how comest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness. That shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, I want to thank you again. Lord, we are grateful for every prayer that you've answered. And we know that one way or another you do answer, you answer those that call out unto you. We ask you again this morning to bless the reading of your word. Bless it to our hearts. We pray for divine unction this morning. Divine unction power from on high. We invite you, our Father, and please meet with us and visit and anoint your word this morning. Open our heart to receive it. And may our Father, we look nowhere unto other but unto thee for our righteousness this morning. Blessed God, have your way in every heart and every life. Convict and convert this morning, God, we pray. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, this parable here, Jesus told a lot of things in parables, but you know he's telling us something here we need to get a hold of. We sure do. He said he told about a parable. He said the kingdom of heaven. He's telling what the kingdom of heaven like a certain king which made marriage for his son. And we headed one day to a marriage. You know that? We sure are. But you know what? There's some qualifications you got to have to get in that marriage. You got to have on the wedding garment. Amen. And you know what? That's the righteousness. Righteousness. You know, listen, if you hear this morning and you think that you'll ever be able to get good enough. You know, you see that passage of Scripture, a lot of them were called. They didn't want to fool with it. You look at another passage of Scripture. Another one of the Gospels, you'll find here it says some went to the foreign, some went to the merchandise. If you read another passage of Scripture, one of the Gospels, you know what it tells us? It tells us that, I don't ever forget, in the 60s, you don't forget some things you hear preached. Back in the 1960s, I heard a man preach. You know what he preached on? He preached in that passage, this same passage of Scripture, in another one of the Gospels, you know what he said? He preached on two fools and a henpecked husband. That's what happened. You know what he said? They gave the call out, and one of them said, they called and they said to him, come. He said, I don't, just bought a piece of land. Got to go check it out. And they was making excuses here. Then he said nothing. He said, I've got some oxen. Said, I got to go prove him. He got to go see how they do. Another one, third one told him, so I just married. Said, I can't come. But they were making excuses. And they, many of them were called. But listen, they were calling them, but they wouldn't come to the wedding. And here in this passage of Scripture, they said, we know. We know that, listen, the king is coming one day. Thank God. He said the king made a marriage for his son. Thank God. And we know, listen, you go through this passage of Scripture and get some of the facts. You know, Jesus came, first of all, to the Jews. You know that, don't you? He came to them. They wouldn't have nothing to do with him. They didn't want nothing to do with him. They intrigued him bad. And listen, a lot of instructions come upon them. But you know what? Then he turned to the Gentiles. And thank God now to all the world. The gospel is being preached. That the kingdom is coming. It's here. And the marriage supper of the Lamb is coming. There's coming a day when one day we're going to get to be with the one that's the most one of ever been. Hallelujah. Our wonderful Lord. I thought about a lot of time people make all kind of preparations for a marriage. They do. Go a lot of expense. All of us have. But you know, one day we're going to a marriage. Listen, you have to worry about this. It's going to last forever and ever and ever and ever. We headed there. And so we see the servant. He said, he sent forth the servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding. And they would not come. First of all, I want to say in this passage of Scripture, I see an invitation. An invitation is being sent out. an invitation saying to the, listen, he said, go tell them that I'm making a wedding. He said, go tell them that, and you what? He said, all things are ready. And first of all, I want to say the provisions had been provided for. Now this guy, this one that went in without a wedding garment, wasn't because they wanted wedding garments provided. Listen, if you get before God one day and you say to you, what are you doing in here? That's a question on down here. You won't have no excuse. You see, these first ones made excuses, but this one that got in there into the wedding place without a garment, he stood speechless when they asked him why he was in there, didn't he? So we see there's an invitation. That's the what's going out today. He said, come. He said, all that will come. The invitation had been called. Many, many, many were called, he said. But I want to tell you something. There's only few that's being chosen. There's only few. Listen, that do actually choose to come. There's only few that's been specially called. He said, come. Many is being called. They refuse to come. One said, I got to do this. One said, I got to do that. I want to tell you something. There's nothing more important than answering the call of God. There's nothing more important than coming when God calls. And you know what? He said there was an invitation. Provisions have been provided. The fatted calf had been killed. The supper was ready. Everything that was needed was there. All you got to do is come. He said, come. So the invitation is there. Come. But he said, no, they made light of it. I'm going to stop just a moment. I hate to say it, but most people take lightly the things that most weight ought to be put on. We ought to consider more the things of God than anything in this world. Yes. The world's out here saying to this worldly system, don't take light, don't make light of it. Take it serious. But they made light of it. I want to say something. Don't make light of the things of God. Mm-mm. And no, nothing to make light of. Need to be serious. I'm amazed every time. You turn on TV, particularly on Saturdays, and most about any day nearby, see multitudes, packed out places. You know why they're there? They're not taking it light, they're taking sports serious. Hmm? You know what people do? When we come to the things of God, we take it lightly. That's right. Don't seem to matter. But it will matter. We must take it seriously. We better? Hmm? Hey. Hadn't we? Yeah. Just don't take it lightly, but said there's an invitation. Everything's provided. There's an invitation. Well, let's not tell you. On down in here. We'll go through this in a hurry. This won't go there for the highways. He said they did not want to come. And listen, they took and they mistreated his servants. He said, I'll tell you what you do. Go out there in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. One of the gospels says, get the poor and the lame and the halt and get them in here. Then he said, here, go get the good and the bad. And I want to say, thank God. I'm glad he'll take you and you can come if you're willing to accept the wedding garment. It don't matter if you're rich or poor. It don't matter whether you're good or bad. He can forgive you, thank God, and robe you in righteousness like you've never seen before. But you must come to him. Amen. He came with his own. His own received it not, but as many received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God. Amen. He become the sons of God. He's a savior of the world. He's saying, come. Come. Now I'll tell you, I like this, where it says this. Verse number 11. And when the king came in, let's see the guest. Hey. I left when he walks in, when the king came in. Not only is it an invitation, but next thing I want to say, it is right here There's an inspection came. Inspect, here comes the king. Hey, he came in, you know what he spotted? There was somebody there that didn't have on the wedding garment. Now to say that to the, we don't know who, I can't tell you who's got a wedding garment on and who don't now. In it, where we live in now. But God knows. He was in there with the other guests that had the wedding garment on. May I say this? We could be sitting here this morning. I could be standing this morning. Any one of us could be here this morning. A mingling with the saints of God. Mingling with those that have the wedding garment on and not have the garment on. What is a garment? That's a good question, isn't it? What is that? It's the righteousness of Christ. Clothed. Hallelujah. It's Him that became sin for you and for me, that we might be made the righteousness of God. That's why the Bible said, that's why Paul was telling them, you know what he was telling them, and I believe it's Philippians, you know what he said? Put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put Him on. Wear Him in your heart, all over you, through you. It's His righteousness. So here come one in that did not have a wedding garment on. Here come one, and the king came in. And you know what? He detected it. Sure did. And he inspected it. You know what he said to him? He said to him, verse number 12, and he said unto him, friend, how comest thou hither, not having a wedding garment? Now, once you get the last part of this verse, and he was what? Speechless. I've heard people say, oh, I'll just try to plead my case. You won't be able to open your mouth. He was speechless. He didn't have anything to say. He was speechless. You want to say something to the Lord, you better say it now. Hear me? This is heavy on my heart. You better talk to Him now. Because you won't be able to. You may want to argue your case. But you remember what Brother Andrew said? It's final. It's final. It's over then. And I remember what I said a few weeks ago. Now it's the throne room of grace. But when you get to the right throne judgment, there's no rainbow there. There's no mercy there. There's no grace there. It's over. And if you wait till this time comes, try to do something about it, it's too late. I'm pleading with you. My heart's heavy for you. King, it says, to see the guest. He saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. He said, why did you come in here not having a wedding garment on? And he was speechless. Hey, I believe it was so. He could not speak. Well, if he could, what would he said? He was asked of the king, what are you doing in here? He was speechless. He couldn't say. So we got an invitation now. It's coming an inspection. And here he detected. Our Lord did. The king did. Didn't have a garment on. And he was speechless. And then here comes the eviction. Take him away. Take him away. You ever notice when you find in the Bible talking about what Jesus said, him that comes in, I will no wise cast out. You remember that?
What's he do here? Casts him out. Said, bind him hand and foot. My simple message this morning is simply this. Let's don't be found in our own righteousness. And this man is he is showing us in this parable that our own righteousness will not satisfy God. We got to be robed and clothed. Fine linen. The righteousness of the saints. Hallelujah. You said, how's that happen? Through our Lord. Yes, it does. He said it through our Lord it happens. He said, get him hand and foot and cast him out of darkness. I should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So that's why the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter number 10, he said, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He said, they have a zeal of God. He said, but it's not according to truth. And you know what he said? They go about and establish what? Their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. I don't know how to say it enough this morning to say unto you that we must be submitted to the righteousness of God and be robed in the fine linen of the righteousness of Christ. It must be Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's Christ in us that we have hope. It's Christ's righteousness, the only thing we can stand before God. And hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. But Paul said in Romans 10, he said, to go about to establish our own righteousness, how not submitted. This one that went in there without that wedding garment, he hadn't submitted to the righteousness of God. He hadn't then put the robe upon him. And you here this morning, if you haven't submitted to the righteousness of God, would you do it this morning? Would you say, Lord, I'm not righteous in myself. I can't get myself to heaven. I'll tell you what you do. You go try to live for God by yourself. Just try it one day. I can tell you, I tried it. Didn't work. I tried to change some habits. I tried to change some talking. I tried to change a lot of things. But I had to come and bow down before the King of Glory and realize I was a sinner and say, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And ask Jesus to come in my heart and he give me a new life. I was reading a verse, I think it was in the book of Acts this week. You know what it said? Hey, the Apostle Paul and them, and some of them disciples, early ones, apostles, you know what they were doing? They preaching. You know what they were doing sometimes? They get put in jail. They preached while they was in there too, but sometimes they didn't get out real quick. But you know what happened? He told them. One night, an angel come, got Peter and him out, opened the door, let him out. You know what he told him? He said, go on preaching and teaching the words of this life. This life. Let me ask you a question. Do you have that life? Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's living. I wouldn't swap one day living for the Lord all them days when I wasn't living for him. Now I know the devil will tell you all kinds of lies, shoot you all kinds of things, tell you can't have no good time living for God. But I'm going to tell you something. You can. It's a life. It's a living life. It's a wonderful life. It's an abundant life. It's a full life. It's a satisfying life. And I could go on. You know why? Just submit to him. You know what I did that night? I went down to the altar and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I was asking for mercy, and I was admitting I was a sinner, and I was submitting myself unto his righteousness. And I want to tell you something. He's got plenty of it. Plenty for you, and plenty for me. That's my Lord. So we got an invitation. That's saying, come to the wedding. Sure do. Amen. Provisions have been made. Everything's ready. You see, that's what's wonderful about it. You don't have to go to the cross. Not like Jesus did. We got to take up the cross and follow him. And we got to crucify the flesh. But we don't have to go hang on that cross and pay the sin debt for our own sin. He's already paid it. Amen. So what we got to do, just pick up and follow him. Say, Lord, I know I can't make it on my own. I know I can't establish my own righteousness. I know I can't go into the wedding without a wedding garment. But Lord, you said everything's ready. I believe you got a garment for me. He's got one for you. And he wants to robe you. He wants to put a robe on you. Amen. So, what's the Lord doing? He's put out his invitation. Come, the marriage. And folks, I want to tell you something. May not be long till we go into it. Close. May not be long till we leave this world. See, that marriage of the Lamb's going to be up there. Then we're coming back, Brother Raymond. That's when we come back on white horses after that. Amen. Sure is. But marriage of the Lamb. Now, can you imagine? Don't you get a hold of this. There he was sitting there with all the guests, a feast, a marriage, rejoicing and joy, and the king comes in. Then to be cast out of that into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth? No. Honey, there's no comparison. Get robed and clothed in his righteousness and get ready. He's coming. Thy righteousness won't stand. We must be clothed in his righteousness. That's why the Apostle Paul said, me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Where is Christ? He went to the cross, shed his blood. God put my sin on him. He paid the debt fully. And I can be clothed. Thank God. And you know what? You know why we can stand before him? Without fear, he died for us. He sure did. He paid my price. Hey, I won't, before we close, I want to bring back that one verse. He said, go get the good and the bad. But always remember now, you can't get good enough to get saved. And you can't be too bad to get saved. But he can save both. Right? He can save both. Yes, he can. You don't have to have no money. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to have absolutely. He just wants you. Just wants you to come. So we got the invitation. Then we had the inspection. Sure did. Then we had the question. Why didn't you come in here? Then he said, take him out. He evicted him. He couldn't stay. Now, neither can we stay, or anyone stay in the presence of God, unless you're robed in the righteousness of Christ. Let me give you a few verses. We are complete in him. That's it. We accepted in him, right? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me. We accepted in him. We're more than a conqueror. We can do all things in him. It's all in him. And we're complete in him. Without him, we'd be the most miserable person in this world. But in him, we complete. Someone said, I'm trying to. If you don't get complete, if you want to be a fulfilled person, you want to be happy, you want to be full of joy, I can tell you how you can do it. Get in him and get him in you. Amen. Miss Annie, we're going to really pray for Mr. Donnie. I can say it because he's not here this morning. He don't like me saying that. When he's humble. He don't much like me to say much when he's here, but I'm going to say it when not. He's a good preacher. I'm telling you. He's God's man. If you knew how much time he's spending ministering them down at the prison, every Tuesday night, free will, on his own. And he was even taking money out of his pocket, buying some stuff for him. I said, no, Donnie, don't do that. We'll do that from the church. But he loves God, and I want you to help me pray for him. I'm telling you, God's men, preaching the book, we need them. Don't we, Brother Billy? Yes, sir. Let's pray for Brother Donnie. Let's pray for one another. If you're here this morning, and you don't have the wedding garment on, you say, what do you mean? You know what? It comes through the new birth, being born again. It comes through having your sins washed in the blood of the Lamb. We must repent of our sin. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust Him. Hallelujah. And you can have the robe of righteousness on you. Hallelujah. You see, He's a perfection. He's the perfect one. He's still working on us. And one day we'll be like him. Most of us got a long way to go. But he's still working on us. You know what I like about it? He's conforming me, Brother Danny, into the image of his son. What a pattern to follow. And what one to be conformed to. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. You can go into a marriage if you got a wedding garment on, and you won't have to worry about the king saying, get him out of here. You can stay and eat. You can stay in fellowship. You can stay and rejoice. Why? Because got his righteousness on you and in you. Hallelujah.